Listening Library presents More Adventures of the Great Brain by John D. Fitzgerald. Read for you by Ron McLarty. Chapter 1. The Night the Monster Walked. There were two good reasons for the people in Aidenville to celebrate Christmas in 1896, besides the birth of Jesus Christ. It was the year that Utah became the 45th state, and the year everybody in town believed my brother Tom had reformed. Papa went around with a happy look, believing he no longer had to worry about Tom making a fool out of him. Mama was all smiles, believing no angry mother or father would be calling her on the telephone to complain my brother had swindled their son out of something. Aunt Bertha looked as if Tom had suddenly sprouted wings. Uncle Mark, who was the marshal and deputy sheriff, thought all he had to deal with in the future would be lawbreakers. It was the first Christmas parents bought presents for their sons, believing my brother wouldn't try to connive their kids out of them. There was only one doubter in our midst, and that was my oldest brother, Sven, when he came home for the Christmas holidays from the Catholic Academy in Salt Lake City. Aidenville only had a population of about 2,500 people. About 2,000 were Mormons, and the rest Catholics and Protestants. We had a one-room schoolhouse, where Mr. Standish taught the first through the sixth grades. Any parents who wanted their children to get more education had to send them to Salt Lake City. There were plenty of places in Salt Lake City where the Mormons could send their kids for a higher education, because the saints, as they preferred to be called, outnumbered other religions by 10.